Well, I'm joined in studio today by two talented up-and-coming Dallas area singer-songwriters who are hitting the road and sharing their talents across Texas right now. Both of these young ladies are still finishing up high school, but they are already making names for themselves from Texas to Nashville. And it's really an honor to have them here. Both ladies are going to be performing at the Texan Theater in Greenville tomorrow night, and I'm happy to meet and learn more about these two. My guests in the KETR studios are Frankie Lee and Peyton Stilling. Thank you so much for making the trek from Dallas and joining me here on Notably Texan, you two.
Thanks for having us.
It's so excited. Great to have some a little bit of breath of life with some youngsters in here, you know, talking to an old cat like me. I appreciate it so much. And I always love talking to artists, you know, directly here in the studio. So I'm looking forward to this chat. So why don't we do this? I'd like to kind of learn a little bit more about each of you. Why don't we start with you, Frankie Lee? Tell me this. Tell me where you're from, how old you are, and if you can remember, what sparked your interest in music?
I'm from Richardson, Texas, and I'm 15 years old. And I don't know, my parents always played like classic country when I was little, and I listened to Loretta Lynn a lot, and I feel like I've just always kind of loved music. And then as I got older, and especially when I started playing guitar, that kind of like kick-started this whole thing.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, do you remember what it was that inspired you, you know, to actually pick up a guitar? Because a lot of people love music but don't necessarily pick up an instrument, so.
It was sort of my mom forcing me to learn it.
Okay, all right, so you were basically forced into all this is what we're getting out of. No, I'm just joking here, of course. No, that's encouragement is an often thing that parents will give their kids. Mm-hmm. If they see that they're talented, they might kind of push them to, hey, you know, try this guitar. Yeah. Maybe you'll like it. Awesome. Well, that's great. And how about you, Peyton Stilling? Same questions for you, if you remember what those were.
I'm 17 years old, and I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I really started getting into music. Well, I've always been super creative ever since I was like really little, whether it was like theater or anything. And then same thing, like Frankie Lee, I had always like written down songs and poems, just like random stuff. And one day I was like, man, I really want to play the guitar. And so none of my family is like musically inclined. So it's just kind of like a random thing for me, but I was like, what if I can like actually like back myself up with like the stuff that I'm writing about? And so that's when it all started. I started taking guitar lessons, and that's kind of what jump-started all of this.
You're off to the races after that. Okay. Very cool. Well, I appreciate the insights there. Now we have some ideas about you. So we're talking to these two talented ladies from over in the, you both live in the Richardson area. That's right.
She's Richardson. Mm-hmm. I'm like Dallas.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, for most people, you know, for all of us folks that live out here outside of Dallas, we just refer to the whole thing as Dallas. You know, so,
like Dallas, Dallas.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm curious to know how you two met and started kind of collaborating on music.
We met at a show at The Lot in Dallas.
Really?
And the music school that we both take lessons from, Alchemy Music, it's in Richardson. They set up this show and they like introduced us and stuff, and then we started singing
together. Became friends, and then it was like, okay, like why not do shows together, because it's like double the fun. So
absolutely. That's cool. So basically it was kind of some matchmaking done there, where somebody saw that, hey, these two were kind of similar ages and you know, both kind of getting into music right now. So that's awesome. Well, you two, I'm looking forward to hearing the collaborations that you do and your individual stuff. So when you two play shows together, are you kind of mainly doing covers or originals, or is it more duets that you're doing, or individual songs, or is it a mixture of all of this?
It's a mix of all of it.
Yeah, the songs that we do together are duets, and they're covers.
Okay.
But then we also do like our own individual stuff, and that's more like original music.
Yeah, and throw in some covers.
Covers here and there.
Yeah, well, I know that, you're both starting to write a lot more originals. I'm going to ask about this as we go here today, but I was curious to know, you know, what was going to happen at the show tomorrow night. So there's going to be people are going to hear some familiar songs to them, and then they're going to hear some stuff that they've never heard before because it's your original music.
Yeah,
That's pretty awesome.
Just a little mixture of everything.
That's great. This is a really good way to discover some of this, you know, these rising stars from Texas here that we're learning about on KETR today. Frankie, I saw that you got to hang out a bit with Rhett Miller from the old 97s. Yeah. I just played some old 97s before we went on here. But you got to hang out with him a few months ago. And you placed, I believe, at the Old Settlers Music Festival Youth Talent Competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got second place at that.
Nice.
But that festival was so much fun. I don't even know, I was on cloud nine the whole time. And I didn't expect, we got like artist wristbands, and so we got to hang out in the VIP backstage area the whole time. And so, yeah, the old 97s were loading up, and my mom, one of my mom's friends is friends with Rhett, and he was like, hey, I want you to meet somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I got to take a picture and talk to him
a
little bit.
This thing, for anybody who's not familiar, is, I mean, I dare say it's almost like a Woodstock of Texas music of sorts.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when you look at the poster on this, I mean, it's a who's who of the folks that we're playing here on this show. Everybody, I mean, I'm not even going to try to, you know, come up with all the names that were at this, but everybody mm-hmm. who's everybody in Texas music was there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a really cool thing to even get to go to, much less to get to participate in that in the youth talent competition. There must have been some stiff competition if you
yeah.
didn't win first.
Everybody was so good. It was the girl who won was 18, and she was from London.
From London?
Yeah.
Is that a town in Texas that I'm missing?
No.
Okay.
Paris?
All right. Well, congratulations on that. A little asserting pushes in the right direction that you need, you know, to mm-hmm. kind of show you that you're doing the right thing. So congratulations for that. And no doubt more accolades like that to come. So you've both got some original songs written. I think that you've even got some in production, right? I mean, are you, Frankie, are you kind of trying to get into the studio right now?
Yeah, I'm recording with my guitar teacher. He's also a producer. His name's Austin Cope. And he worked with Maddie Davis, who was on The Voice a few years ago.
Okay.
And yeah, we've been recording some stuff.
Very nice. And because I know that you've got, you know, folks go out and look into to Frankie Lee. And if you're going to go randomly searching for her, you might want to put in Frankie Lee music, because she's mm-hmm. not the only Frankie Lee in the world.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure you're finding the right one. But you can find some stuff on Frankie's site and on YouTube and on these other places where some really good recordings of you. And I'm really looking forward to hearing stuff of yours in the studio. So that's going to be, what, over maybe the next year or something we can expect
something?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay.
I hope so.
I'm not going to hold you to that. I understand how this stuff goes. And same question for you, Peyton. Is studio work something that you're doing or considering?
One of my really good friends, his name's Josh Good. He's a producer, and he's super, uber talented. And he's just really helped me a lot, like find my voice and what I'm trying to say with my music. But I've written a lot, and I'm doing a lot of demos right now, but I'm hoping to kind of pick and choose and put together an EP. So I'm saving money right now. But
that's
a close goal of mine.
Sure.
So.
I mean, it was just not so long ago that people, if they wanted to record something in the studio, it was something that they literally had to save up tons and tons of money.
Yeah.
You had to go into a studio to do anything serious.
Production.
But these days, you know, I mean, there are people that are recording in their garages and getting some good stuff at home.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there are a lot of options are open to you out there. And
all you need is a computer and a microphone,
yes,
and you're good to
pretty
go.
Pretty much. You don't even necessarily have to have, you know, some bigwig producer telling you how to do it. But, you know, I love it when these artists like yourselves are kind of carving your own paths, and I can't wait to see what's to come from both of you. Tell me about the Texas Country Music Association thing. This was a nomination you got, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of forgot about it until it popped up again the other day. But we just kind of like posted on Facebook, hey, nominate me for these categories. And then I got nominated for the under 16 rising talent, something or other.
Okay. You're a very humble artist, I gotta tell you. You're like, oh well, yeah, I guess people like me. So you're up, you've got a nomination from the Texas Country Music Association, and I think fans can kind of help you out and vote for you
mm-hmm.
if they go to your site, right?
Yeah.
What's your site again?
FrankieLeeBand.com.
FrankieLeeBand.com. So if you want to find Frankie Lee directly, that's a way you can do that. And you can kind of help her career out, I guess you could say, by helping voting for her on this Texas Country Music Association thing. So at the age of 15, you've got more accolades than I have maybe in my entire life. So, I mean, good job. Bad job me, I guess. I don't know. If anybody is just joining us, the voices you hear in studio with me today are Frankie Lee and Peyton Stilling. They're both out of the Dallas area, both young, talented ladies who are playing in Greenville tomorrow night at the Texan Theater. So, Peyton, a question for you.
Yes.
You, I understand, have sort of championed a cause of raising awareness about breast cancer, right? And that's something that's kind of, you know, personal for your family?
The whole reason that I started writing music is my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2010, and I'm a 2000 baby, so I was 10 years old. And I didn't know how to play guitar at the time, but I would sit in my room and just, like, write down, like, how I was feeling, but it was kind of like in a song kind of way. I didn't, like, really know how to channel, like, my emotions, and that's how, like, songwriting kind of came to be. And so I really like to use that to, like, give back. And my mom is, like, she's well now. That's, like, a cause that, like, I'm really for, and wanting to, like, use my music to give back to others in a way.
You're doing things together, but you do have individual careers, if you will, that you're working on here. So if somebody wants to find your gigs, Peyton, can they find you online somewhere?
All my shows are on my Facebook page at Peyton Stilling, and all my shows are there. You guys can also, like, find me and all my shows at my website at PeytonStilling.com.
Okay. And we mentioned it earlier, but Frankie, you've got a site as well, which has got your gigs and more about you. Tell us the site again.
FrankieLeeBand.com.
And that's spelled pretty simply. I don't think anybody even needs any help on the spelling. It's just...
It's with I-E.
Yeah, that's true. They might want to put a Y there. So FrankieLee. Frankie Lee is how you spell her name. Special guests in studio with me right now, Frankie Lee and Peyton Stilling. You know, worth pointing out, by the way, because I fell into this trap as well when I was going to look into Peyton. I misspelled her first name, so if you're wanting to find Peyton, it's P-E-Y-T-O-N, and the last name is S-T-I-L-L-I-N-G. I wanted to hear some individual songs from each of you. Let's go ahead and start off with something from you, Frankie Lee. What song are you going to do for us? And, you know, any insights in this, maybe inspiration or what made you want to, you know, and you wrote this one, right? This is an original.
I wrote this in Nashville with a songwriter. Her name is Melissa Belio Rowe. I spent a whole day with her and it was kind of like a whole experience. So I brought her this idea. I had been listening to Give My Love to Rose by Johnny Cash, and the story in the song never really ends, I guess. It never resolves, and so I was like, I kind of want to finish it, so I did that. Nice. And it's written from the sun's perspective in the song.
I got a memory of a man, we call him Johnny Cash. I wonder if the man in black had anything to do with that. Working double shifts, can barely find the time to pray.
So obviously, I want to, you know, ask you to do the same thing, Peyton, with an E, P-E-Y-T-O-N. Do tell me what song you would like to perform, and if you have any sort of story or tale or insight into the song, what can you tell me about this tune?
This song that I'm going to be singing, this is an original, and this is called Take Me. And I wrote this about like 3 months ago or so, and so it's still kind of new to me. The inspiration behind this song is... a lot of my musical inspirations are Nora Jones and Sara Bareilles. And so this is kind of what inspired this song, along with a relationship I was in. So I hope you guys enjoy this. Yeah.
We can kiss or we could cry, but don't you say goodnight. Got a million things to see, to be wrapped up in you. Doesn't matter where we go. So take me where feet may lead. Save me from all this bittersweet. Take my hand, take my heart. We'll get lost up in the stars, you and me. So take me.
Peyton Stilling, who is performing live in Greenville alongside Frankie Lee. They will be at the Texan Theater. If you want your opportunity to catch these two before they hit it big, because I have a feeling that you two have some really bright music careers ahead of you, and I feel extremely fortunate to kind of get in on the ground floor here before the two of you explode and forget all about KETR and ever meeting this Matt Menke guy. This has really been a treat, you two, and come back soon, all right?
Yes,
I know you're
going
to have some recordings made soon. Please come back and let's chat again, okay?
Yes, of course. Thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your Friday and enjoy your summer, you two, and we'll talk again soon.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Please don't take my sunshine away.